Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline, where the sky is dark and gray and the days are short and will continue to be short for another 2 or 3 weeks, and then they start to get longer again. It's a great day in America. We have had so much going on. It's hard to even conceive of all of the things that are happening and have been happening. As we had predicted, Mary Landrieu lost in Louisiana, which means that the Republicans now have 54 seats to 46, a net change of 9 seats. That's substantial. That's only happened one other time, maybe two, in American history. And I want to talk about that just a little bit, because it seems to me that one of the things that people were saying is that there was a real gaffe by President Obama when he said, make no mistake about it, my policies are on the ballot in each and every one of those elections. And they lost them all. Now, the way I see it, he didn't make a gaffe at all. He just couldn't stand that he wasn't the center of attention in this election. He's so narcissistic, he can't take a back seat and allow others to have the limelight. It's not in his nature to allow that to happen. So, instead of allowing these people to run their own election on their own and distance themselves from him, he had to make it all about him, and he got trumped. Absolutely beaten like a drum. And he lost. He lost the Senate. And instead of taking the defeat and the recognition that the American people have repudiated his policies, he's doubling down on doing what he wants with the justification. Two-thirds of the people didn't vote. He's their president, too. Obviously, it's their will that he do what he's doing. So he's just doing the people's will in his mind, because that's the way he is. Richard, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. I'm trying to find out if Mary Landrieu has another job yet.
She's going to need another job, isn't she? I mean, after 18 years in the Senate, she was, of course, said, you know, it was a foregone conclusion. The Democratic Senatorial Committee withdrew $2 million in advertisement that they'd committed to her. They just took it back.
Well, they knew because they knew that she was going to lose. It would have been money ill spent.
I obviously that was their decision, but I think it shows that there's no loyalty to someone who has been there for 18 years.
Right.
I don't know let's just compare that for a minute to football. Belichick, you know, we're Patriots fans. Everybody knows we're Patriots fans. I mean, you know, which because we say it enough.
You know, let me throw you a quick fact, too. The only team in football that has won 10 games or more in the last 10 years, the Patriots.
Each year?
Each year, 10 or more in the last 10 years.
Well, you're about to make my point.
Okay.
You know, we're big Patriots fans, and, you know, Belichick does great. Let's just say next year that they go 2-14. There'll be some people that would be calling to get rid of Belichick.
Mm.
But I think that after that many years, you got to give the guy a couple more years to put it back together again. And that the loyalty to him, based upon what he has done over an extended period, should be there. Now, the Democrats didn't do that for Mary Landrieu. And I find that reprehensible. I think that there just is no allegiance among these Democrats about anything. I don't like that.
No, they all tend to stick together when it comes to a lie of some sort. Then you can't really unglue them from that. You know, the IRS or Benghazi or, you know, what difference does it make now? They're just, you know, snake in the grass, lie in the weeds.
Well, let me just say a kind thing about Harry Reid. He has been carrying Obama's water and covering his back, you know, for quite some time. But in an effort to try and save Mary Landrieu, he called for a Keystone Pipeline vote. Now, it lost because all these Democrats weren't willing to vote to save it. At least he gave her the chance with that. And that, I mean, you know, I like that particular thing. And, I think that showing a little bit of loyalty would have been a good thing. Now, you know, if I were registered to vote in Louisiana, I would have voted for Cassidy. I would not have voted for Landrieu. I don't think that she's been, you know, really that great a senator, if you want to know the truth. But at the same time, she has been there for 18 years. 18 years, that's a long time. And just by the way, she's the last Democratic senator, excuse me, in the South. There are no more.
Or governors. There is no more governors or senators in the South that are Democratic.
That's Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina. And Kentucky. That's a bunch of the country.
Yeah. How many years ago was it considered a Democratic stronghold? Not that long ago.
It changed and it began changing in 1964.
Yeah.
In 1960, when Kennedy was running, the state that gave him the greatest plurality was not Massachusetts, but Georgia. In 1964, Barry Goldwater came on the scene with his strong patriotism, and the South went for him in droves. South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas, all 1964. From then on, it's been a slow erosion. By 1980, everybody loved Reagan, and it's been more solid, you know, Republican ever since. At the same time, there are other parts of the country where it's almost impossible to win an election if you're a Republican. Now, you know, one of them would be Illinois, but the Republican did win the governorship in Illinois here, and we're gonna. I'm wondering what all is going to come about that, because breaking into that machine in Illinois that has done all that it can do, Blagojevich and Obama and Louis Farrakhan and Jeremiah Wright and all the rest of them. It's really quite an interesting little situation that they've got up there. Now, we've got some things that are happening, one of which that I just want to mention, because we're going to talk about it quite a bit, in the months and years to come, and that is this. With the amnesty bill that Obama did by executive order, illegally, by the way, the House of Representatives passed a bill saying that him doing this was null and void, and that it was not. They countermanded his executive order with a vote that said this is null and void. Now the Senate is still in the House. Big time.
Okay.
All right. Now, it won't pass in the Senate, but when the new Congress is in, what if they took Obama's first executive order and did the same thing? Your sealing all of the documents about who you are is null and void. Then, that's all they have to do. Yeah. All of these watchdog groups all over the country would go nuts trying to get to the facts of who they are and bring lawsuits. And that would accomplish what we believe is necessary to find out that Obama has his whole presidency is based on a lie and fraud, and that everything that he's done comes from the fruit of the poison tree. Personally, I don't hear anybody else saying this. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think that it's a great idea and a way to get. Now, unfortunately, and I don't quite get this, neither the House nor the new Senate, their whole thing is, well, we're going to kind of nibble at this and nibble at that about Obama. Kind of like they haven't gotten the message that this election was, Obama was right. Make no mistake about it. My policies are on the ballot in each and every one of these elections. He said it, and he was right about that. They were.
Yeah.
And we say no to all of them. Now, if this group that's in there has leadership that doesn't want to turn around and go after those policies, then what are we electing for? What's the value of having them there if they're not going to go after these things that are fundamentally wrong, like Obamacare, like the truth about Benghazi, like the truth about the IRS, the VA, and all the rest of it?
They're not representing what the people want.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. What do you think about this idea? I mean, we talk about it a little bit, but, if America is to get to where we want to be, we've got to change the thing. And we've got to change the things that Obama's put into practice. I mean, the Wednesday before, they enacted 3,500 new regulations. 3,500. None of these were passive laws. These are just things that they're doing regulatory, which have the effect of law.
Yeah.
This isn't what we need in America. We need to, you know, scale government, federal government back, way back in every area except the military, and we need to have that a whole lot stronger.
Plenty of fat to be taken out that you could turn around and put into the military, and it wouldn't cost you penny one.
If there's one thing that we want, if there's one thing, I mean, this last election was not so much pro Republican candidates as it was anti-Obama.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know a whole lot about Cassidy. I know what Landrieu.
All you need to know is he's not Landrieu. That's all.
Well, that, you know,
that's what the people were saying.
Exactly. And, you know, is that the best? Maybe not, but that's how we felt. And we felt that way overwhelmingly, so that there, you know, so that to go from 46 Republicans to 54, or 45 Republicans to 54, a net gain of 9 is massive.
Yeah.
All of the governors and all the state legislatures and added congressmen, it's massive. Now, what
we were hoping for 4, remember? We were hoping to get to 51. 51, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we predicted that we'd have 53, and if we did really well, we'd get 54. And we came within an eyelash getting 56. Because Gillespie and Scott Brown both came close to winning.
Yeah.
I wish they had. Would have been great additions to the Senate. But now, the Republicans have an opportunity. They have an opportunity to show true leadership and to reassert the American values that made us great. If they don't do it, then we'll throw them out on their ass, just like we have thrown out Landrieu and all the rest of these people. And I mean that exactly the way I said it.
This country wants change. And they're thinking and hoping that the Republicans will, you know, turn the economy around. And if they don't, well, then they'll go back the other way again. But at least at this point, the Republicans have a way to, they have the will and the way to get a lot done now.
All right. If we're going to have a strategy for what we want, I think we can come up with like 5 things that would be specific that we want. Number one, energy independence, which means Keystone, the shale technology, all of it. So that we are not dependent on Saudi oil and the rest of it in the Middle East. Number one, if we have energy independence, then we can repay the debt fast and get out of debt to China. So that's number one, energy independence. Number two, don't spend money we don't have. Tired of people whining, oh, we need to do this, we don't have any money.
Yeah.
Remember when we were in high school? You know, if we didn't have any money to go any place, what do? We sat at home.
You didn't go anywhere.
You didn't go anywhere.
Yep. Yeah.
It's the way it needs to be. Number three, We need to get rid of the corruption. I am so tired of the criminality of the Obama administration, some Republicans too, but primarily of the Obama administration. I don't know why they even bother to have a press conference with him or with his people. They never tell the truth.
Right.
Why do you want to ask them questions just when they knowing that they're going to lie to you?
Yeah.
I mean, Obama lies straight face, and he's good at it. He makes you want to believe his lies.
That's how he got to
get
be president.
Get rid of Obamacare and you know, get back to having private medicine. Have as many things to make things fair as are necessary, including tort reform. So that if somebody, you know, ends up getting a broken leg, they don't get $50 million some lawsuit that, you know, is ridiculous. So we need to rein in these big Democrat trial lawyers, and they're all big Democrat trial lawyers. That's why Obamacare didn't have any tort reform. That's what's needed the most of anything in, you know, in the medicine stuff. Reinvigorate the military. We need to be strong. No ifs, ands, and buts. Jimmy Carter gutted the military. Took the entire Reagan administration to make it strong again. Obama has done the same thing. We got to turn this around.
Yeah.
Now, people are talking about Jeb Bush as a great
candidate
option. I can't, you know, surely in this country we can do better than a third Bush.
Yeah.
Or Hillary Clinton, which would be a third term of Obama. My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness. Israel has Netanyahu, a strong leader. When he says something, you believe him. There's 6 million people in Israel. There are that many people in Atlanta. Surely we can come up with a couple of good leaders out of 315 million people. People who tell the truth, people who have our best interest at heart, and someone who is willing to say, I stand for America as an exceptional nation, not as a nation in decline, or a nation that has to wring its hands and feel guilty about our entire history. What utter nonsense. Let the progressives run whoever they want. We want a patriot. A strong man or woman. I don't care if it's a woman. But someone who puts us first, bows his or her knee to Almighty God, whose word would be taken seriously abroad, and who is not corrupt. I don't mind Obama being black, but I do resent his soul being so black.
Do you know who Ben
Carson
is?
Jack? Well, I'd love to have him. You know, I mean, you know, frankly, I'd rather have Condoleezza Rice because she's so smart. But, you know, I don't think she wants the job. He does. You know, he doesn't know anything about politics much. but here's a man of character.
Neither did Obama.
And that's what we need.
Neither did Obama, and he still doesn't.
Oh, no. No, he doesn't. Absolutely doesn't.
Yeah.
Kind of wild stuff here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what other things are there in the news right now that have come up with you? We've got 2 minutes left.
How about the California Representative Feinstein? Is she representative or is she senator?
Senator.
I think she's the senator. Trying to bring something or to release what the CIA did as far as torture and whatever, and saying what's this all about? What does this mean? Other than everybody basically saying, if you do that, all you're going to do is get some American people killed somewhere for inciting this. So I haven't heard enough about it, but obviously in a couple of weeks she will no longer head up the that committee. So she wants to throw this out onto the table, and I again, you know, the politics, and sometimes I don't understand the Democrats, that they just really want to drag stuff through the dirt. Unbelievable.
Well, they say the same thing about us, and that, you know, Benghazi was a long time ago, and, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, just let that stuff go. You know, I don't know. I personally, I don't have any, I mean, this is, I don't have any problem with us torturing, you know, these Muslims. I don't care whether we torture them or not.
No.
I really don't. Do you?
No, no. No, especially they said back to when, in the Bush era when they did it, got all kinds of information and ended up catching an awful lot of the leaders of these different sects. And since they stopped it, we have not caught one. So, hey, boys, have at it. Here's your water.
Well,
go get it.
The other part of that is that, you know, quite often we didn't do the torturing. We just handed them over to the Egyptians who did it for us. Kind of like the difference between a radical and moderate Muslim. A radical
yeah.
Muslim will cut off your head. A moderate Muslim will not cut off your head. They want a
he'll
radical
give you
to do
somebody
it for
who will.
Them.
He'll give it for somebody who will.
That is so funny. Well, listen, Dick, we're out of time. So, you know, we're at least doing well with the Patriots, and you know, we've got the football games. It's Christmas time, so we're gonna give it a break here for really going after people. Just go after them moderately. So we'll be back
yeah.
next week, folks, to talk to you. So thank you, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.